From London, BBC Caribbean Report. Dominica's opposition leader tells Saudi dissident Mohamed Al-Masri his safety cannot be assured on the island. France calls for tighter restrictions on Latin American banana exports to the European Union and increased concern over the pace of disarmament in Haiti as another lawmaker is shot. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Dominica's opposition leader, Ruzi Douglas, has told Saudi Arabian dissident Mohamed Al-Masri that his safety cannot be guaranteed on the island. The British government has taken a decision to deport Dr. Masri to Dominica following pressure from the Saudi Arabian royal family, against which the dissident has vigorously campaigned. A key factor in the issuing of the deportation order was Britain's need to safeguard an arms deal with the Saudis that could be worth up to $20 billion. Mr. Douglas met with Dr. Masri Monday night and spelt out why he felt he would be unwise to make his home in Dominica.
Our police forces are already stressed. They're already overstretched. The facilities that they have are totally inadequate in most parts of the island. In police station, we don't have the training of people to do that kind of international intelligence, first of all, to know exactly who will attempt to eliminate Dr. Masri and his entourage. So I think it would be a hell of a risk taking somebody like that into a country like Dominica without the means, or anywhere in the Caribbean, for example.